Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at MorningBuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Good day.
Welcome to The Buzz 24-7. Brought to you today by our friends at the New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Monday. Came in ready to go today. In case you're wondering,
we had a pretty
good show. I came in ready to go. Last week was a tough week, long week.
Oh, and it was
a four-day week. Oh, Jesus.
January is a long month. I just can't stand it. And I feel like it goes by so much better when there's skiing, when there's ice fishing. I was at Winnesquam this weekend. There's no ice. It's, even though it's cold out, it's so windy that nothing's freezing. So that's driving me crazy. So I'm not ice fishing. I'm not skiing. And I have no vacation to look forward to in February. Usually I go to an island.
Right.
Now I'm staying.
You still a vacation?
Well, it's a vacation, but
go get your little island trip.
I like to be in the sun.
So,
I like warmth.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Elitist first world problems.
Elitist.
Oh, Christ. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Because you got to live like the rest of the poor people.
That's what I got. Well, I said I didn't like peeling the shell left on shrimp, and some guy's like, you're an elitist. I'm like, oh, my God, for the love of God. Take it someplace else.
You sell toothpaste to make money to go on vacations. You want to sell toothpaste? You sell it too, buddy.
You know, I will say.
See? And there you go.
I will say the lack of snow is difficult in my own personal life. Like, photographically, there's nothing to shoot. That's why I end up shooting birds, because there's nothing to take pictures of, you know? So either you travel to where there is some, or you, so it's a little frustrating. Okay, a little frustrating.
It is.
It'll get better.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
Snow, people.
I want to go skiing, because I try to go once a year, and went to Sunapee a couple of years ago, because it's goddamn beautiful when you get to the top of the mountain.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
You know, I'm not a great skier. I get down the mountain, but like, why don't I do this more often? Well, it's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I was looking in one of the magazines over the weekend and saw one place, $120 a day. Ooh. I'm like, holy crap.
I got this place in Vermont. I don't know where it is. You know, it's not a big mountain, but it's like a community mountain. It's $10.
Yeah.
For like a weekday ticket.
Yeah. Right.
If you look on the Spalding Turnpike, I think it's around exit 13. There's a good sized hill.
Yeah. You got to climb it, though.
You got to climb it. Time it just right.
The one with the horses?
Exactly.
Climate and ski boots.
Yeah.
It's not that big. It's a hill. It's,
My dad used to take me to a place sledding, and he'd pull in and he'd be like, hey, grab my sled and everything. And he would go and he'd have like these little orange strips with him. Like you tie on like a thing for a person measuring property. Kelly Brown remembers him when he used to do.
Right.
Tied it to the barbed wire fence at the end of the hill, and he'd be like, when you get down to the end, just lean back.
Yeah.
And that's where we would go sled. We knew that when we saw the little orange flags, that's when you knew you had to lean back a little bit so you didn't get your head taken off.
Yeah. That's always good to do that. Always trust the kid to do the right thing and not make a mistake and get beheaded, because that would suck.
Hey, I'm here.
We, in the neighborhood that we grew up in, I know it sounds awful. We went sledding in the cemetery.
You did everything there. You play frisbee there. Learned to drive there.
It does not sound awful to me.
It was a largely open space.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not full. Like today, you'd go by and you go, it's full.
With the pandemic, it's a lot fuller these days. But back then, it wasn't.
It was a big open field. It was probably 30 yards by 250 yards. So you could go out and play pass on there, maybe hit a golf ball around. Mm-hmm. You know, I know, looking back, all right, maybe it feels weird looking back to even say it. But they had the hill, and the hill, Mount Calvary Cemetery, you'd sled down there. We weren't the only ones.
Yeah, why would you?
That's what kids did.
Yeah.
Who's going to complain?
They weren't using the headstones.
No, there was no, but I look back now, and I thought, geez, we played in the cemetery. That just, to me, like, I wouldn't do anything other than walk or ride a bike through there now. If I had little kids, they could learn how to ride a bike in the cemetery.
I just taught Sadie how to drive in a cemetery.
Yeah, exactly. Tight corners.
Yep.
But anyway, where was I going with this? I can't even remember.
We were talking about the weather.
Oh, yeah,
we talked about Laura's
vacation.
We talked about sledding.
Just getting through this long month of January. Oh, we were talking about long days. Today was a good day.
Yeah, today was a good day.
I was tired today.
Lighter later. Yeah. Every day it's getting, as Laura said, a little lighter later.
Yep. I will say that, a couple of things I wanted to do here in the Buzz 24/7, one of which is to sort of clue you in on the, this is the kind of thing, like, I could bring it up on the air and it would be fine, but I just don't know what two of the people in the room are going to say. And, you know, you don't know.
Don't.
You got to be able to make sure that you got to hold.
I don't think Laura and Kelly are that bad.
Well, they are definitely not the problem. One of them is, anyway. So there is a viral, I don't know, this has gone viral. And I don't know anybody that's done it. And it seems a bit of a stretch to me. Have you heard of the soy sauce challenge, Laura?
No.
You would not be able to do it. This is not for you.
Okay.
I'm not trying to challenge you, because if you tell Laura she can't do something.
Did you see her ears
then,
go up?
I know.
Like that?
She goes, I'll do it.
I'll do whatever.
You know, you need something you don't have in order to do it.
A pee-pee.
Well,
a ding dong.
The luggage.
Oh, the balls.
Thank you, Laura. Yes. Yes.
It's funny how we had to. We slowly worked there. Way there.
Right. Okay. So apparently,
as long as you get there, who matters?
Yep.
This is weird. There's a viral trend. It says it does have a basis in truth that the men are dipping their junk in soy sauce. Now, why would they do that? Because somebody found out, and based in science now, that believe this or not, that area of a man's body does have taste buds.
Oh, so you're saying the man can taste the soy?
Yes. I'm saying.
Oh.
Well, that's what this is saying.
Holy crap.
Right.
You guys have to try this.
But I've never tasted anything before.
Do, but it's 2000.
It's almost too easy.
That was good.
That's good.
Well, you're not in the ocean and go.
Right.
You don't salty. Do salt water. Salty, you don't do
but
that.
Soy sauce is very salty.
But maybe you do and you just don't notice.
Wow.
You know? And you're thinking, oh, it must have gotten in my mouth. But apparently, this is based on a 2013 study that there are taste receptors in that area that are very much like the same ones you have in your mouth. There's a tricky little difference between taste receptors on the tongue and those in the testicle. This is a urologist. This is a urologist whose name is Paul Turek. The tongue responds to taste, and we decide whether a food is edible. The testicles respond to taste as chemical substances to decide whether to make more or less, you know, male, you know, testosterone and DNA, if you know what I'm saying. You know, that's a weird thing.
Wouldn't I be tasting my shampoo in the shower?
You would think you would be. You would be, but maybe your body doesn't read it right, or maybe you're just not accustomed to, like a wine taster has to have those finely refined taste buds. Maybe you're not there yet.
So are we trying this?
No, I'm just saying it was...
What, Kelly, will you try this? I know you don't want to play the Will It Bleed game, but this might be fun.
I'm not doing it.
Wait a minute, we have not written off Will It Bleed.
Well, Kelly, if I bring in some soy, and I have that double black soy sauce, which is the extra strong kind for some of the recipes I make. That you might taste.
Yeah, dunk them.
It says dip. That's all I know. Huh. That's all I know.
It doesn't. We don't know how long for. Like, right, is it a 5 minute dipping, or can you do it during commercial break?
This isn't.
Would I do that in the newsroom, or I probably would have to go to the men's.
Probably would
go
have to
the
go
bathroom.
To the men's.
Yeah. I don't usually eat in the bathroom.
I'm putting it on my things to do today. Is bring in the double black soy sauce for tomorrow.
So this isn't from like a TikTok kid stupid challenge.
You're doing it tomorrow.
Some dudes read this study. And it said, taste buds, which are found in the mouth and upper esophagus, are clusters of sensory cells with hair-like projections and thousands of taste receptors. The receptors send signals to over the nerves to the brain, and the brain translates them into flavors. With the brain doing the transmitting, you don't actually taste sweet, bitter, sour, salty, or umami flavors.
Okay.
So, although your junk do contain taste receptors, they don't lead to taste because they're not connected to the brain. Besides, as far as scientists know, the taste receptors are on the inside. So I don't know. So unless it won't work. It's saying it won't work.
So
don't do it.
Right.
You're off the hook.
Gotcha.
But people have been trying it, which is weird.
Oh, so was going to crossing off my list.
Yeah. It's funny, though. If I said it was a woman thing, I don't know if she'd be so quick to get on board.
I would try.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
The sitch.
maybe I would
why
be
Why wouldn't
wrong
I there. Try it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's not like it's... Yeah. That's easy. That's not really a challenge. Just dip this in that and see if it, you taste it.
You don't have to run me through the
experiment.
Well,
it seems like a very easy thing. Of course I would try it.
All right, what else? Well, we cleared that up. Yeah. You're off the hook. You don't have to duck it.
I want to discolor that area for a number of days, the soy. It's very dark.
It is very dark.
It is. I wonder if it would stain.
I tell you what, I ain't doing the hot mustard.
No, wouldn't do that either. Wouldn't do that. I'm not going to dip it. I'm just going to just move on dipping it in anything. Okay.
You look brought
at,
it up.
Look at me.
How many streaming services, this was a subject change, how many streaming services do you have?
3 or 4.
How many do you pay for?
4. Yeah. Well, I mean, I pay for...
you pay for Netflix?
Amy pays for Netflix, and she pays for Disney. I have Amazon Prime, and then I think there's one other one that's there.
And you have 3?
Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, and then, DirecTV.
Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu.
Apple
TV and HBO Max.
But HBO Max you don't pay for.
And the kids pay for some of them. So I'm only paying for like 3 or 4.
Well, I guess I have HBO Max, but I feel like I don't pay for that because it's I already pay for HBO.
The average American house subscribes to 4 different streaming sources. $47 a month.
I'll tell you something. I said I wasn't gonna, but I've enjoyed everything that's on Netflix right now, but the few times I have watched Amazon Prime, love it.
Yeah, Amazon, Netflix is number one, Amazon Prime 2, Hulu, Disney Plus. I thought Disney Plus was beating everybody, but I guess not. HBO Max, Peacocks, and Apple.
Well,
Apple
I mean,
I saw the movie Soul, which was on Disney Plus, has beat out Cartoon The Mandalorian. Movie, right? Yeah, it beat out the streaming of The Office.
Yeah.
That movie,
I'm sure.
I know it's a cartoon, guys, but.
I heard it's great.
It's a very deep cartoon.
I'm sure.
When you say deep. I mean, we talking like up. Up.
Yes,
sad.
Yes.
I'm all sad.
It
was a beautiful movie.
It is beautiful,
movie.
And so is Soul.
Up was very good.
This man.
No, it is a great movie, but it's not, I don't choose to sit down and like, when the kids are little and watch a cartoon and be sad. I want to watch a cartoon about Ren and Stimpy. I want to laugh. Family Guy. I want to laugh. I don't want to be sad.
You don't want anything serious.
It is, it's sad, but turns okay.
Up
turned out okay, but still, it made me sad. So, I didn't like that.
I felt something during that cartoon. Like that's not what you expect to feel in a cartoon.
I want Kenny to get killed. That's what I want. I want Pickle Rick.
Don't let real life. Don't let real life get involved in your cartoons.
No.
All right. So there's this game out. You know, we've all played Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
You know, kind of thing. So there's this one out. That's it's called making bad situations worse, and I'm thinking about whether or not we should try it on the air. And for those of you listening to the Buzz 24/7, this is how we test stuff out. So I thought if you guys would be willing, we would give this a shot. Okay, have you ever heard of making bad situations worse? Yeah, you haven't heard of it?
No.
Okay. Well, it's basically the same thing like the meme game or the Cards Against Humanity, you know, where everybody gives an answer and then the group decides on the best answer.
Yep.
So this is like a dry run as to whether or not we could play this on the air. All right?
Okay.
So
let's do it.
This is how I would do it. In my mind, I'm trying to think of how can we do this on the air, you know, because you know where the lines are of what we can and can't say. They're a little looser here on the 24/7.
Yes.
But I'm going to give you a situation, and then I want you to come up with something that would make that bad situation even worse. Okay?
Okay.
And get creative with it.
Oh, you know I will.
I know. Okay? And so what I was thinking is, I would give you these maybe a little bit ahead of time, a couple minutes ahead of time, right? And then we'd compare the answers.
Okay.
All right? You get it, Kelly?
All right.
Okay. So how would you make these bad situations worse? So this is what... I'll give you one here.
Okay.
Okay. Make a bad situation worse. My right eye swells up
to the size of a golf ball. So your right eye swells up to the size of a golf ball. How do you make a bad situation worse? I'll tell you right now. School picture day.
Oh, yeah.
School picture day, clearly. It's just all of a sudden like, holy crap. Like, even worse, senior picture day. Or, oh, I got this now, sis. Yeah, now I should, I just shoot my mouth off.
See, no, you already put yours in.
I know. I jumped the gun, Kelly. Make a bad situation worse, Laura. Your right eye swells up to the size of a golf ball.
My dog sees golf balls and wants to play.
Nice one. Goes to, like, bite your eyeball.
Yeah, bite your eyeball off.
Okay. All right. Kelly?
I was thinking, and that's my only eye.
Ooh. Oh, wow, dude, that's your only eye.
That's
a good one, dude. It's a good one. The dog eating your eyeball is a good one, too.
So read it again, please.
My right eye swells up to the size of a golf ball. Scotty, make a bad situation worse.
Making my eye boogers that much bigger.
Wow. Okay. Also good.
Huge eye boogers. Problem.
Also good. I gotta say, out of the three, which one do you think is the best, Laura?
I liked Kelly's. The
I
one
too.
Eye.
You only got one eye.
I liked Kelly's.
Yeah, you make that. There you go. You get the point. You get the point there. Not bad.
Dank.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Let me see here. Okay, let me give you another one here. My plane crashes and strands me on the island from Lost. You know what? I can't even answer this one.
I never saw
Lost. Because
I got
so freaking lost in that show with all the shit that was going on that island. There was a polar bear on there. Never explained what it was doing on the island.
It's weird. God, I never
My plane it. Crashes and strands me on the island from Lost. Oh, I got it. I got mine. Make a bad situation worse. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
I'm stranded on the same island that I'm from Lost. I'm fat. I never lose a friggin' ounce, just like Hurley.
But there's a reason.
Guy was up. What?
There's a reason.
What's the reason?
They're dead. They all died.
Well, see,
they all had a bridge to cross before they could go on to.
Was that the whole story behind Lost?
Yeah.
I never saw it. I was going to say, I landed and they were all cannibals.
They're all cannibals. See, that makes it much worse.
Yeah.
Here I am worried about losing a few pounds on an island, and Hurley never lost an ounce. I thought, what the hell? That would be my luck. Kelly, make a bad situation worse. You crash on the island of Lost.
I lost one of my eyes, and it swells up.
All right, not bad. Not bad.
No, I was thinking.
I thought that was yours.
This would be personal.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hi. It would be personal for me because I have allergies.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff that I'm allergic to. I'm going to get like a nasal infection. I don't have my nasal spray with me. I'm done.
You're dead. Okay. You end up dead. Kelly ends up dead. Scotty?
Without sunblock.
Without sunblock. Okay, good one. Not bad. There you go.
Yes, as best as I know, everybody was dead on that island.
I think Laura had the best answer. Cannibals, dude.
Yep.
Cannibals on an
Nobody
island.
Nobody wants
you don't
cannibals.
You don't get a freaking chance of that.
Yep.
Nobody wants the cannibals.
Unless you're fine, young cannibals.
Right.
It's okay.
How about this one? I get into a car accident. I get into a car accident while masturbating. Make a bad situation worse. I got into a car accident while masturbating.
And you hit your, you got into a car accident. The person you hit was your kindergarten's teacher. Your kindergartner's teacher. So your thing's out
okay.
And your,
That's
yeah.
bad. That's bad. Kelly? You get into a car accident while you're masturbating. How do you make a bad situation worse?
You get injured down there.
You get injured down there?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
What could be worse?
Okay. I have a pretty good one.
I think mine's, but we'll see.
Okay.
I thought mine's were good, and so far I've been beaten.
Okay. So I'm in a car accident, and I was masturbating, and I was masturbating to a photograph on my phone of my, I don't know, of your mother-in-law, of your mother. And the phone is smashed.
Of your
and
mother?
Well, no, your mother.
Oh, okay.
Your mother. Sick. Like somebody's mother, you know? And
your own.
No, God, no. And the phone is smashed, but the image is stuck on it.
so whoever picks up the phone can see what you were looking at.
See you were slapping it too.
Come on. Mm. That's not bad.
Pretty good.
Scotty, make a bad situation worse.
In front of your kid's school.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, just the teacher. Teacher.
Yeah. During the day, are they out at recess?
Oh, yeah,
they
out
see
recess,
the crash.
Yeah. Oh, they're getting ready to get on the bus.
Okay.
And they run over to help.
I still but you could explain away about not being mad. If you're caught doing that and you got something on your phone, evidence right there. I like mine.
Of course, it's very easy for you to say that, but that's not really good.
I mean, it was weak. Roadkill.
You're going to go roadkill?
Right in front of the school.
I like mine.
Okay. All right.
Well, I like mine.
Okay. Well, there you go. You win.
Well, I think you worked off of mine because I said hit the teacher of your kid, and then you're like, in front of the school.
Yes,
so you're stealing mine.
Right.
Pretty much.
All right. Okay. Let me see here. I somersault into an open septic tank.
How does that get?
I don't know. Maybe it's inadvertent. I don't know. Maybe you don't know it's a septic tank and you end up in it and you're basically swimming in the... Yeah. What do they call it? What are the honey hut there? What do they call it?
Oh, yeah. The what now?
The honey hut. You know, the...
Porta potty?
Porta potty.
Yeah. Like you're in a septic tank, so obviously it's the jump.
It's a tank.
So I fell into it. What can
you do? A somersault into it.
I'm gonna go basic, and you left your mouth open.
Oh, it's the worst, man. That is the worst. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna say you had your mouth and your eyes open, both.
Ooh.
Right there. That'll
it's
be mine.
Because usually you close your eyes based on instinct.
But maybe you're one of those wide-eyed guys.
That's a reach.
I'm gonna go with after a skin graft.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
you're done. How do you beat that? Laura, you're on the gauntlet. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
So I was going to say you have a meeting with a boss in an hour.
Yeah.
But,
right. Ooh, a skin graft. He went heavy. That's a good one right there. Yeah. Ooh, open wound. Ouch. Okay. Well, so what do you think? I mean, could we do this on the air?
I think,
do you think
it gets
too
we'd
gross?
Have to be tame.
We're
going
to have to be tame, but I think every once in a while also adding this to the Buzz 24/7, maybe once a month or something, where we can be a little bit more fun with it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I like this.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Mouthful of shit.
There it is.
Anything, Laura?
Nothing. All right. Well, anyway, something we could do. Maybe the Buzz 24/7. Maybe it's something like that. But all right, something we'll try. Okay. I wake up in a dumpster naked. Ooh, there's a good one.
With rats.
I chip a tooth on a microphone during an audition. Make it worse. You step on an ungrounded wire and it's raining. It goes through your mouth. You get electrocuted through your gums. Oh my God!
Oh, and it's stuck to your lip.
Oh my God! And you just like, and then, and then the burning. Oh, I can't even think about it. All right. Anyway,
it's so hard.
So that is uncomfortable. Well, there you go. That's it. That's good for a Monday.
Yeah.
That's good for a Monday. So maybe we'll get back to that. Thank you for checking out the Buzz 24/7 Tuesday on the show. Gizmo joins us with What's Happening, and it's Movie Day and more. So. Have a great day, everybody. Kelly, nice job today.
Sayonara, my friend.
Roadkill.
You too, my friend.
Top to you, Laura.
Thanks.
Thank you very
guess
much.
What?
Nicely done.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. I'm here for Takeout Guys Tuesday.
Nice!
Finally.
Nice.
Finally.
Nice.
Let's do it for us.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks. Check it out, the Buzz 24/7. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.